Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on such a special day. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is Christmas. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Mormon Channel. We hope you are happy and well today, and we also hope you travel safely wherever you may be headed today. Christmas seems to be a time of a lot of travel, and it's fairly safe to assume that a lot of you are on the road or traveling in some fashion today. Be safe out there and watch out for the other guy, as they always say. Earlier in the month, an icy highway in Texas left many people stranded in their cars for hours on end. There were two 18-wheeler trucks that couldn't make it up a hill, and so the traffic was backed up for 12 miles. That's a long distance. This happened on a Friday afternoon about 1 p.m., and at about midnight that night, one family had a tap on the window of their car. A young woman with a flashlight offered them shelter and a meal at a nearby church. The pastor of the church, Gary Swetman, opened the church after seeing news reports about the gridlock. He gathered dozens of volunteers and enough food and supplies to serve about 1,000 people who were stuck. He said, "Some way, somehow, we all served all these people. It opened my eyes to see people at work like that." A Christian musical group called Sela was among those stuck for 17 hours. So you know how when singers travel around in those big tour buses? Well, one of the singers, Todd Smith, walked around to the different cars offering his bus, so his big warm tour bus, to those who needed to warm up. And he said that there were a lot of people offering what they could to everyone. He said that one guy was offering people chicken pot pies and water and running back and forth to his home to get more supplies. Even a McDonald's restaurant nearby opened its doors for people to take refuge and to use the bathrooms. Service to complete strangers. That, friends, is a great example of pure Christian kindness. This is what it's all about. We pulled that story from an article by Christina Rosales on December 7th, 2013, entitled "Drivers Stranded on Interstate Benefited from Kindness of Strangers," and it's from DallasNews.com. Over the last several weeks, as we've been gearing up for Christmas, we've shared a lot of quotes with you from the First Presidency Christmas devotionals. But today, being Christmas, we wanted to share with you the message from our prophet from this year's Christmas devotional, and it's from a talk he gave entitled "The Real Joy of Christmas," and this is what he said.
Finding the real joy of Christmas comes not in the hurrying and the scurrying to get more done. We find the real joy of Christmas when we make the Savior the focus of the season. Born in a stable, cradled in a manger, he came forth from heaven to live on earth as mortal man and to establish the kingdom of God. His glorious gospel reshaped the thinking of the world. He lived for us, and he died for us. What can we in return give to him? I love the words penned by the English poet Christina Rossetti. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? Give my heart. Our celebration of Christmas should be a reflection of the love and selflessness taught by the Savior. Giving, not getting, brings to full bloom the Christmas spirit. We feel more kindly one to another. We reach out in love to help those less fortunate. Our hearts are softened. Enemies are forgiven. Friends remembered. And God obeyed. The spirit of Christmas illuminates the picture window of the soul. We look out upon the world's busy life, become more interested in people than in things. To catch the real spirit of Christmas, we need only drop the last syllable and becomes the spirit of Christ. Said President David O. McKay, true happiness comes only by making others happy. The practical application of the Savior's doctrine of losing one's life to gain it. In short, the Christmas spirit is the Christ spirit that makes our heart glow in brotherly love and friendship and prompts us to kind deeds of service. It is the spirit of the gospel of Jesus Christ, obedience to which will bring peace on earth, because it means goodwill toward all men. Close quote.
You know, it seems like so many of us are trying to find happiness in this world, and we look for it in a variety of different places. But this clip from President Monson, where he's actually quoting President David O. McKay, when he said that true happiness comes only by making others happy, is a great reminder of how we find true happiness, whether it's on Christmas or any other day of the year. From all of us here at the Mormon Channel, we sincerely hope that your Christmas is truly a happy one. We thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "I'll Be Home for Christmas," and it's featuring Catherine Nelson. Thanks again for being with us. Merry Christmas.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home. Christmas Eve.